Would everyone in the session chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 77th Psalm, we read, "The clouds poured out water, the skies thunder, your arrows flashed on every side." Heavenly Father, we pray for those whose lives have been torn apart by the storms and tornadoes that struck here in Missouri and our neighbors. We ask you to help us as we do what we can to offer aid and care to those in distress, and for your merciful presence in the lives of all who are in need of help. And Lord, we are grateful for our safe travel this day, and we are blessed to know that you are our Lord. Be with us this week and bless our efforts to be faithful to our calling. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal. If we could get a little order in the session so we could hear the Secretary read the journal. Madam Secretary, please proceed.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, second day, Thursday, January 9th, 2020. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I have been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Senator from Boone. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and to my right, we have guests here today for the Missouri Economic Development Council. And we have with us the Economic Development Manager for the City of Maryland Heights, Mr. Jim Carver. And with him is Maryland Heights City Planner, Aaron LaRusso. If you would join me in making them feel welcome.
Let's welcome Jim and Aaron to the Senate chambers. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 4th District. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 4th. Please send your concurrent resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 33, offered by Senator May. An act relating to Minority Organ Donor Awareness Month in Missouri.
Senator, would you care to explain the concurrent resolution? Thank you, Senator. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Concurrent Resolution 57 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, House Concurrent Resolution number 57 is the resolution dealing with the state of the state on Wednesday. Be happy to take any questions. If not, I would move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion. Heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on the adoption of HCR 57, the senator from the 1st District?
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from the 9th?
Senator from the 9th District is visiting with the senator from Andrew, but she seems to be making herself available. Senator from the 9th, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, we're here on the resolution for the State of the State Wednesday, which my suspicion is probably going to carry the day, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. On Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Right.
So are you going to be joining us for that, or do we know?
Absolutely. I am still a member of this body until such day that I am not.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Is that Chief's Red that I see on your jacket there?
That is Chief's Red that you see on my jacket. How observant.
Quite a weekend, wasn't it?
It was a wonderful weekend. It was a great game yesterday, and I thought I'd wear my Chiefs red today. So for those who had watched the game, it was quite an exciting one.
Indeed it was. Well, Senator, I understand you've gotten some big news today. Is that correct?
I do have some big news today, or certainly the governor's office did, and I am most appreciative and most grateful. And I will tell you that it is bittersweet, you know. Obviously, we have not gone through the process yet, so right now it is only a nomination.
Understood.
At this point in time. But I will tell you that I have loved the time that I have spent in this building.
We have loved the time that you have spent in this chamber, Senator.
Yes, I have as well.
I don't want to prejudge what the gubernatorial appointments committee may do or what the full body may do, but I'll just say
we can't take anything for granted in this place.
But assuming this works out the way that we suspect that it may, I wanted to take this opportunity to let you know, and I would say this even if I had only one inquiry to make here, and I want to be very clear about that, but I just want you to know how much I will miss the sound of your voice in this chamber and in this building. And I don't think I'm alone in saying that.
Thank you for that. I feel the same way as well. It's not time for this yet, right? Okay. Yes, it's not time for this yet.
Very well. Very well.
But thank you.
Save it for another time.
Yes, please.
I have some other business to attend to.
Yes, that'd be great.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President, may I inquire the senator from the 7th?
Senator from the 7th, do you yield to an inquiry?
Do I have to?
I would suggest you would, since the vote is still coming.
That's true. Yes.
He's excited to accept your inquiry.
You know, Senator, I said to the senator from the ninth how much we will miss the sound of her voice in this chamber and how I think I speak
now
for others. All I wanted to do is take the opportunity to express how little. No. And I think I speak for. No. We have had our last.
Careful, we lived together for 5 years, so I don't think you want to go down that road.
Right. Well, we've had a lot of fun together in this chamber. We've done some good for the state, I think, and I don't know if I'll get another shot at you. I will be calling on you all year long, just so you know, though.
Okay.
Like 150 times, I will be calling on the senator from the 7th this year.
I'm sure everyone will enjoy every single one of those.
I'm sure they will as well.
Well, I anticipate Wednesday being a day where we get a chance to reflect a little bit. And until then, you know, we're going to do the work.
So I have 3 days to cash in my chips with you and give you right. as hard of a time as I possibly can, because then you won't be around to pick on anymore, huh?
Hopefully.
Well, I will wish you luck in the confirmation process. Good luck to you and your colleague from Kansas City, the senator from the ninth. Just wanted to take a moment for the body. It's a great thing, and I understand two may not be it, and we'll see where things go, but wish you the best, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
We are on the adoption motion offered by the senator from Boone County on HCR number 57. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that House Concurrent Resolution number 57 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Igel, Emery, Hageman,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Leibler, Luchtmeyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
O'Loughlin,
aye.
Onder, Riddle, Rizzo,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, White,
aye.
Whelan,
aye.
Williams.
Senator from Clay, votes aye. Senator from Butler, votes aye. Senator from the 20th, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that HCR 58 be taken up for adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your resolution is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, this is the State of the Judiciary Resolution. Be happy to answer any questions. If not, I move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that HCR number 58 be adopted. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serapoy, Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Holzman,
aye.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Leibler, Luchtmeyer,
aye.
May,
aye.
Nasheed,
aye.
O'Loughlin.
Aye.
Onder. Riddle. Rizzo.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Rowden.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup.
Aye.
Sipton.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh. White.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Williams.
Aye.
Senator from Butler.
Vote aye.
Votes aye. Senator from the 8th, votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, you have adopted HCR number 58. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. No explanation is necessary.
It's a good thing no explanation is necessary, Senator. Please pass your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 857, introduced by Senator Luke DeMeyer, an act relating to witness protection programs.
Introduction of bills, the Senator from Andrew County.
Mr. President, I have three bills to introduce in my legislative package.
Please send your legislative package forward.
Explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 858, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the establishment of a fund for emergency expenditures.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 859, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to county financial statements.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 860, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to elections.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 58, introduced by Senator Eigel, a joint resolution relating to property taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton was on his feet.
Mr. President, I have two bills. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 861, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to the selling of raw milk or cream.
Please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 862, introduced by Senator White, an act relating to the Department of Corrections.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have six bills, no explanation required.
Have the doorman get a two-wheeler and send your six bills forward.
Six bills.
Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 863, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to administration of controlled substances by certified registered nurse anesthetists.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 864, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the Inmate Canteen Fund.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill 865, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to grants to expand access to broadband internet service in unserved and underserved areas of the state.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 866, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to physician assistants.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 867, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to special license plates.
Madam Secretary, please read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill number 868, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to family farms.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone. Oh. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer SCR 30, SCR 31, and SCR 32 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
They shall be so referred.
Mr. President, could you also please read the Escort Committee appointments? Also refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments as well.
We haven't read the messages from the governor yet, but we can read the escort committee. Madam Secretary, please read that.
State of the State Escort Committee. Senator Mike Cunningham, Senator Kiki Curls, Senator Jason Holzman, Senator Doug Libela, Senator Jamila Nasheed, Senator Gary Romine, Senator David Sater, Senator Scott Sifton, Senator Wayne Wallingford, Senator Gina Walsh.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? And if so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the Governor. The reading will be waived and they shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements.
Mr. President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we are going to make an adjournment motion until 2 p.m. tomorrow. There are a couple of big hearings in the morning. Let them have plenty of time. And then Wednesday of this week, we'll come in at 10 and then recess until right before time for the State of the State address that afternoon at 3 o'clock. So 2 p.m. will be the adjournment motion for today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I have to move that the Senate stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 14th at 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Tuesday, January 14th at 2 p.m.